seem to have the desired effect.
Granny Weatherwax isn't king, Mrs. Ogg, said Verence. And the world is changing. There is a new order. Once upon a time, trolls were monsters that ate people, but now, thanks to the endeavours of men and, of course, trolls, of goodwill and peaceful intent, we get along very well, and I hope we understand each other. This is no longer a time when little kingdoms need only worry about little concerns. We're part of a big world. We have to play that part. For example, what about the Muntab question?
Nanny Ogg asked the Muntab question. Where the hell's Muntab? She said.
Several thousand miles away, Mrs. Ogg. But it has ambitions hubwards, and if there's war with Borogravia, we will certainly have to adopt a position.
This one several thousand miles away looks fine by me, said Nanny, and I don't see...
I'm afraid you don't, said Verence, nor should you have to. But affairs in distant countries can suddenly end up close to home. If Clatch sneezes, Ankh-Morpork catches a cold. We have to pay attention. Are we always to be part of the Ankh-Morpork hegemony? Are we not in a unique position as we reach the end of the century of the fruit bat? The country's widdershins of the Ramtops are beginning to make themselves felt. The werewolf economies, as the patrician in Ankh-Morpork calls them. New powers are emerging. Old countries are blinking in the sunlight of the dawning millennium. And of course we have to maintain friendships with all blocks, and so on. Despite a turbulent past, Omnia is a friendly country, or at least, he admitted, I'm sure they would be friendly if they knew about Lankra. Being unpleasant to the priests of its state religion will serve us no good purpose. I'm sure we will not regret it.
Let's hope we won't, said Nanny. She gave Verence a withering look, and I remember you when you were just a man in a funny hat. Even this didn't work. Verence merely sighed again and turned towards the door.
I still am, Nanny, he said. It's just that this one's a lot heavier. And now I must go. Otherwise we shall be keeping our guests waiting.
Ah, Sean. Sean Ogg had appeared at the door. He saluted.
How's the army coming along, Sean?
I've nearly finished the knife, sir.
It was obvious to King Verence that even if every adult were put under arms, the kingdom of Lankra would still have a very small and insignificant army, and he'd therefore look for other ways to put it on the military map. Sean had come up with the idea of the Lancrastian army knife, containing a few essential tools and utensils for the soldier in the field, and research and development work had been going on for some months now. One reason for the slow progress was that the king himself was taking an active interest in the country's only defence project, and Sean was receiving little notes up to three times every day with further suggestions for improvement. Generally, they were on the lines of a device possibly quite small for finding things that are lost, or a curiously shaped hook-like thing of many uses. Sean diplomatically added some of them, but lost as many notes as he dared, lest he design the only pocket knife on wheels.
"Just got to do the nose hair tweezers and the folding saw, sir, but actually I'm here as herald at the moment, sir."
"Ah, it must be time."
"Yes, sir."
"A shorter fanfare this time, Sean, I think," said the king. "While I personally appreciate your skill, an occasion like this calls for something a little simpler than several bars of pink hedgehog rag."
"Yes, sir."
"Let us go, then."
They went out into the main passage just as Magrat's group was passing, and the king took her hand. Nanny Ogg trailed after them. The king was right, in a way. She did feel unusual, ill-tempered and snappish, as if she'd put on a vest that was too tight. Well, Granny would be here soon enough, and she knew how to talk to kings. You needed a special technique for that, Nanny reasoned. For example, you couldn't say things like, "Who died and made you king?" because they'd know. "You and whose army?" was another difficult one, although in this case Verence's army consisted of Sean and a troll, and was unlikely to be a serious threat to Sean's own mother if he wanted to be allowed to eat his tea indoors. She pulled Agnes to one side as the procession reached the top of the big staircase, and Sean went on ahead.
"We'll get a good view from the minstrel gallery," she hissed, dragging Agnes into the king oak structure just as the trumpet began the royal fanfare.
"That's my boy," she added proudly when the final flourish caused a stir.